peace and everlasting love. It matters not when we come to God. What matters most is that we do. Whenever we decide to put away our self-seeking desires and demands, seeking Him wholeheartedly, He will be there, welcoming us into His ever-loving presence. The love of God is not selfish, vindictive, resentful, denying, or unforgiving. It is ever-giving, accepting, and unconditional. Although His love is unconditioned by our actions, we must not toy with His love and straddle the fence between our devotion to Him and our desire for the world and its many, many temptations. Nothing must be more tempting than God. No desire, no ambition, no passion, no goal must be allowed to take precedent over our God love. Our greatest temptation must be God. And some may protest that I have bills to pay, I have mouths to feed, or I have such and such going on. How can I survive by giving it all up and search for God? We have these things because of God. And in our own ignorance, we proclaim that we are self-made. A true and obvious error on our behalf. If the drums of His presence were to stop beating in our hearts, and if He were to cease breathing in our breath and sustaining our life through His constant will, where would our ambitions and engagements be then? Nothing should be placed before our want and desire to please and know God. And when we become saturated in that God-seeking love, all of our ambitions, all of our desires and engagements will be fueled and blessed by His ever-gracing presence. To live in God's presence, to live in God's grace, is the greatest peace, the greatest bliss, and the greatest joy. I cannot attempt to even explain this feeling. It is beyond feeling. There are no worries, no desires, no anxiety about what to do and what needs to be done, because His love is all assuring. I trust that His hands are ever guiding me, and His will is fueling the vessel of mine. While you have youth, while you have vitality, and while you have life, seek God and become acquainted with His love. As we grow older, this ambition, this drive, this volition, and this conviction that we have to be something in this world, to move this world, to leave our footprint in this world, that drive starts to fade and wither away, as do the seeds of temporary pleasures and the flowers of pleasure that we once found so alluring. They begin to fade and wither away, as the body does. And then, while we are old and full of unfulfilled dreams and ambitions and pleasures, we begin to cry out to the Lord for His presence. And He will come. He will come in love and say, "At last, my child has forsaken all of their worldly enticements and ambitions and found the greatest temptation in my love." Seek that joy now and find His love. there is a little corner in your heart, a place in your heart, a love in your heart that only God can fill. And that is what you are seeking, because that is what you have come from, and that is what you have come to find and revert back into. You have come from that joy. You have come from that ever new bliss. You shall return to that joy. You shall return to that ever new bliss. While you have youth, while we have youth, I should say, let us find that. Let us not become, but let us unbecome, and let God become more manifest within us. In that love, in that God love, and in that God joy, we will find all of our desires to be fulfilled. In seeking Him and knowing Him, God is not something that you would be bored with. He is not something that you would be bored with. It is a constant unfolding, a constant ever new joy and ever new bliss, constantly, daily, growing in God and growing in yourself as well. So seek that and know that you have not been waiting on God. You have not been waiting on God. He has been ever, ever, ever waiting on you. Come home. Come home. My peace, my joy, my love, my gratitude, as always, enjoy, embrace, exude, love, love, love.